when interest rates are at 6-7% and inflation is, okay, still there quite substantially, if not where it was, these numbers change those calculations pretty heavily. I think one of the things they do, interestingly, is help cash generative businesses reveal their value. So interestingly, the advertising and media worlds that haven't got themselves into too much debt are highly cash generative, quite low capital users, quite interesting businesses for private equity and people to come into. So we might see some interesting shifts in investors into our sector because we're low capital users and high cash generators.
And specifically, so what businesses do you think might be quite interesting?
Well, if I were, I would never want to go head to head with Sir Martin on any topic, having done so and having worked for him and competed with him, and I respect him enormously, but MediaMonk's share price does lead people that I've been in meetings with to talk about that being an opportunity. Certainly last time I looked, it was 5 to 10% of the peak. If you look at what's happening with Vivendi and the discussion about would they be better off realizing the value of Havas outside of that organization, doesn't surprise me. You look at even the other holding companies, Publicis, where I spend a bit of my time in the past, has really got all of its value out of the acquisitions that haven't been Credible Media. You know, they've been digital and data. So that creates some quite interesting dynamics in terms of do you keep, do you sell? Would other people be interested in investing? Because cash generative, low capital use businesses are quite interesting in high cost of debt scenarios.
Mm. And what do you think that means for, I guess, the advertiser when all this shakes out? Is it generally better or worse for the advertiser in terms of there being, because I think in terms of, you know, if there's more consolidation, that means there are fewer choices. That means there's the opportunity for people to put up prices on advertisers. Do you generally seeing it being a less competitive landscape going forward as more consolidation?
I mean, I'm not a media buyer, so I don't have the precise data on the pieces, but I think we can see very clearly that there is already not a monopoly, a duopoly of the high level tech ad purchase or ad sales situation. So forget the advertising industry holding companies, they're sort of bit part players compared to the big tech firms and their ability to garner extraordinary audiences. You know, we've all seen the YouTuber who we've discovered when they were going from 10,000 to 100,000, they already hit a million. You know, that growth we haven't seen in linear television in 3 decades. So there's media properties being built every day that are very high value by those people. So I don't think this changes that very much. And whether Vivendi sell Havas and someone else does a deal, I'm not sure that's really going to affect our clients. So I think advertisers have a very different conversation. They've seen that programmatic has had the balloon burst on it. Whichever data you look at, it looks like more than half of Lord Leverhulme's money is being wasted on programmatic when you look at the data. So the idea of great storytelling, the idea of engaging audiences is going to start to see, I think, a lot more traction again, because there was a time when clients under pressure would be forced into the data says. Now they have to balance, well, that data says, but my gut says, and actually the combo, along with an engaging story. And we can tell that. Back to the YouTube conversation, most of those YouTubers are not data analytic freaks. They use the data to learn what their audience wants to see, and they exponentially grow that audience by using that data. Isn't that what we should all be doing? Telling the right story, using the data to help, not start with the data.
Mm. What do you think is likely to happen specifically with private equity this year? And one of my columns I wrote towards the end of last year was I thought that private equity is something we need to watch really carefully, because private equity, when you look at it, you take a step back, it's actually quite big positions across media and advertising nowadays. And, you know, talk about interest rates going up and the impact. I mean, do you expect to see a lot of activity, and how so?
I think it's a really good question. I remember when I left Publicis, one of my first sets of meetings was with a lot of private equity firms. And back then, and even probably 5 years later, actually, when I also had other conversations, there was quite a strong reticence to be involved in business where the assets were low, the capital was low, but they understand capital, they don't understand people, and they didn't know how to engage with folk. I think what's flipped it is two things. One is a dearth of things to invest in. So there's a huge amount of capital and nowhere to put it.
They scrape the barrel, they come to me and advertise.
That's one way of putting it. I think what it means is they review their lenses they view things through. But I think particularly what I started out earlier talking about, the cash generative nature of a business like ours, which can easily lose money if you screw them up, by the way. But if you get them in the right place and the clients are coming, you can price competitively and deliver a decent return on a low capital base. So that cash generative nature is particularly interesting in a high interest rate environment when your business model is to buy things with debt, because that's the PE model, right? They put down a bit, they borrow the rest, and you have to pay off the debt as fast as possible and give them back a very high multiple to their investment, not necessarily to the total price. And you need cash generation to do that. And Publicis was the best, I think, of all the holding companies at cash generation. We were all focused on it. And it's one of the reasons why they could do all these huge acquisitions and pay them back so fast. And private equity has spotted now that thing. So I think private equity will get more and more interested in what we've got.
And could that be as big as getting involved in taking a big position in a major holding company?
I think it could be, yeah. Because their value equations, I mean, if you look at side of Publicis at the moment, WPP, I think Omnicom as well, but we'd have to have another look today because they move around so much, of course. But if you look at the net cost of acquisitions and the share price, and you look at the value add of the last 10 years, it's not great.
Mm.
And there is an argument in quite a few of those cases that a different approach could yield a better result. And that normally is the preserve of financial engineers to come in and point that out and do something about it.